97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
I guess we'll start with Tito Jackson. He was one of the brothers of Michael Jackson, Jermaine, Jackie, and Marlon. Founding member of the iconic group, the Jackson 5. He passed away yesterday at the age of 70. They're saying the cause of death is not really determined yet, but someone did believe that he suffered a heart attack while driving on a road trip. So,
Oh, wow. How old was he?
70 years old.
Wow. He's younger than I thought.
Yeah.
The only reason I know about Tito is because of Eddie Murphy.
Tito, can I have a tissue?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that line. That's the first thing I thought of when you mentioned his name.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have picked him out of a lineup, but I knew he was part of the Jackson 5. Yeah.
Lead guitarist.
Oh, he was yes. When you see the Jackson 5, he's the one holding
the guitar.
Well, I think there's two. They're a bass player, too.
No.
I thought one of them, Jermaine played bass. I thought one of them, there was a bass player and a guitar player, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. Otherwise, that would help.
Yeah, I could have swore there were two, but maybe not. Who knows? Jane's Addiction have apologized to fans for their onstage fight between bandmates Perry Farrell and Dave Navarro. This happened in Boston on Friday. They were playing Oceanside during their reunion show. Farrell appeared agitated as video footage from the concert revealed. He moved towards Navarro and shoved his shoulder in Navarro while he was playing his guitar.
Wow.
Perry then appeared to yell and confront a seemingly surprised Dave Navarro, who used his arm to keep Perry back. And then Perry decided he was going to start punching. So he started throwing haymakers.
What? He punched him in the face.
Yeah. And then security runs out and grabbed Perry. Bassist Eric Avery held him back. Yeah.
So
what a crazy story.
And then Perry's wife went on social media and said, Perry's not been happy with Dave's guitar playing this entire tour.
Well,
but
so really she did say that Dave handled himself very well, though, in that post.
And also, if you watch that video, Mr. Perry Farrell looks under the influence.
Oh, he's back on the sauce.
Oh, that's what
he has. He had a heroin addiction.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and I'm not saying that he is doing that currently, but he has a history, let's say.
Jermaine Jackson did play bass, by the way, Ethan.
I was wrong.
Thanks, Sue.
I thought they said lead guitar.
No. Tito.
Jermaine.
Oh,
Jermaine. Jermaine.
Jermaine.
Played bass.
Woo!
Yeah.
Vindicated. Sorry. Last night, the Emmys happened. I'll just give you a basic rundown. Baby Reindeer, The Bear, and Shogun all took home a lot of Emmys. The Bear scored 3 acting wins. Shogun won a total of 18 Emmys, and Baby Reindeer won Outstanding Limited Anthology. So,
Shogun
was really good. If you didn't see it,
I've never seen it.
It was really good.
Yeah. It's supposed to be fantastic.
It was.
And
it was
really good. What I'm imagining, like people fighting with swords and
yep.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Wasn't there a movie done, or there was
no,
a limited
was a,
series
it was
before?
A mini series on NBC. Like,
yeah, a long
80s.
Time ago.
But they redid it. This is supposedly more close to the book.
Oh, I'm sure Sue's already watched it. Sue, what did you think?
I did not watch it.
It's on FX.
Surprise, surprise.
And Ethan,
yep.
Yes.
Hacks is actually a comedy. Is The Bear a comedy?
I always said The Bear was not a comedy.
Thanks,
no,
Jeff.
Probably, I mean, they try to say it is, but there's no way.
Thanks,
which
Jeff.
Is probably why Hacks won,
Hacks
because
won.
It's a comedy.
An actually
actual
funny.
Comedy.
Yes.
Sue, are you watching Hacks?
Nope.
It's on HBO. I have not
okay,
seen
okay, well, that's why. I'm cheaping down to the nothings.
I will give you a warning, though. If you are watching Shogun, be prepared to read, because a lot of it is in Japanese or Chinese.
Yes. So, wow, subtitled.
It's very much subtitled.
Because the NBC version was from the American perspective. The book and this is from the actual Asian perspective.
Right. Ah, okay.
So be prepared to read, but it was good.
No thanks.
The popular Target car seat trade-in event is back for the next 2 weeks. People who trade in their old car seats and bases will get 20% discount off a new car seat stroller or select baby gear. This program starts today. It's going to run through September 28th. In order to qualify for the deal, customers just drop off their old car seat in designated boxes. Afterwards, they will get a QR code to scan. And then you can actually use this 20% off twice. So if you got a new baby on the way or you need something.
You could get a double car seat.
There you go.
I guess.
One of the nation's most prominent grocers are actually hiring. Looks like Aldi's is going to hire 13,000 new workers. So if you're looking for a job,
more people
Aldi's
at the cash
is
registers, please.
Hiring
should tell you something when the discount food chain
is expanding. That's where everybody's shopping these days.
Yep.
Under Bidenomics. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.